This is GQDN for Monday, November the 14th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox gifts. Well, we don't have the gifts, but maybe you could be gifting them. A little bit of Witcher 3 news. And some news about God of War Ragnarok music. But we begin today with the Game Awards. Oh boy, the nominations have come out, and this is brought to us by IGN. Are you ready? So, here are the nominees for Game of the Year. A Plague Tale Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, Xenoblade Chronicles 3. For Best Game Direction, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Immortality, Stray. Best Narrative, A Plague Tale Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Immortality. Best Art Direction, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Scorn, Stray. Best Score, Olivier Duveri, A Plague Tale Requiem, Tsukasa Sato, I'm learning as I read, Elden Ring, Bear McCree, like I said, God of War Ragnarok, Two Feathers, Metal Hellsinger, and Yasunori Mitsuda. I do apologize if I got any or all the names wrong. Probably more like all. Best Audio Design, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Gran Turismo 7, Horizon Forbidden West. Best Performance, here we go, names again. Ashley Birch, Horizon Forbidden West, Charlotte McMurney, A Plague Tale Requiem, Christopher Judge, God of War Ragnarok, Men Engage, Immortality, Sunny Solici. Fumble. God of War Ragnarok. I'm not editing a thing. Games for Impact. Memoir Blue, As Dusk Falls, Citizen Sleeper, Endling, Extinction is Forever, Hindsight, I Was a Teenage Exocolonist. Best Ongoing Game, Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14 Online, Fortnite, Genshin Impact. Best Indie Game, Cult of the Lamb, Neon White, Sifu, Stray, Tunic. Best Debut Indie Game, Neon White, Norco, Stray, Tunic, Vampire Survivors. Best Mobile Game, Apex Legends Mobile, Diablo Immortal, Genshin Impact, Marvel Snap, Tower of Fantasy. Best Community Support, Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14 Online, Fortnite, No Man's Sky. Best VR AR Game, After the Fall, Among Us VR, Bone Lab, Moss Book 2, Red Matter 2. Innovation in Accessibility, As Dusk Falls, God of War Ragnarok, Returnal, Return to Monkey Island, Last of Us Part 1, The Quarry. Best Action Game, Bayonetta 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Neon White, Sifu, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. Best Action Adventure Game, Plague Tale Requiem, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, Tunic. Best RPG, Elden Ring, Live a Live, Pokemon Legends, Arceus, Triangle Strategy, Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Best Fighting Game, DNF Duel, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle R, The King of Fighters 15, Multiverses, Sifu. Best Family Game, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, LEGO Star Wars Skywalker Saga, Mario and Rabbids Spark of Hope, Nintendo Switch Sports, Splatoon 3. Best Sports Racing Game, F1 22, FIFA 23, NBA 2K 23, Gran Turismo 7, Oli Oli World. Best Sim Strategy Game, Dune Spice Wars, Mario and Rabbit Sparks of Hope, Total War Warhammer 3, Two Point Campus, Victoria 3. Best Multiplayer Game, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, Multiversus, Overwatch 2, Splatoon 3, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. Yeah, words. Content Creator of the Year, Carl Jacobs, Ludwig, Nivellian, Nobu, Cutie, Cinderella. Best Esports Athlete, Chovy, Faker, Kerrigan, Simple, Yay. Best Esports Coach, Blade, Bazika, Doombros, Robin, Score. Best Esports Event, EVO 2022 League of Legends World Championship, PGL Major Antwerp 2022 Midseason Invitational, Valorant Championships 2022. Best Esports Game, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, Dota 2, League of Legends, Rocket League, Valorant. Best Esports Team, Dark Zero Esports, FaZe Clan, Gen Z, LA Thieves, Loud. Most Anticipated Game, Final Fantasy 16, Hogwarts Legacy, Resident Evil 4, Starfield, The Legends of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Best Adaptation, Arcane, League of Legends, Cyberpunk, Edgerunners, The Cuphead Show, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and Uncharted. Do note that the Game Awards will be taking place on thegameawards.com on December the 8th. We will be talking about this definitely and maybe making some picks on the weekly show. Now, if you didn't notice, and this is according to SBG.com, 10 nominations went out to God of War Ragnarok. That is the most of any game this year. Now, that said, Elden Ring and Horizon Forbidden West both received 7, and you heard a lot of Stray because they got 6 nominations. What this means is that God of War is a heavy, heavy favorite to win a lot of awards this year, including Game of the Year. I'm just saying. Now we get to a little bit of God of War news, because according to the PlayStation blog at blog.playstation.com, well, there's going to be a little bit of soundtrack listening in on Thursday, November 17th at 4 p.m. Pacific time on their Twitch and YouTube channels, with a pre-show beginning at 3:30. So, if you do enjoy God of War Ragnarok, or if you are curious as to what the music would be like, you can go check that out then and there. Thursday night. Sounds good. Sticking with PlayStation for one last thing. The Witcher 3 could be coming to PlayStation 5. Well, The Witcher had something to say about this on Twitter. Quote, via Witcher game, "The next gen update for Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is coming on December 14th, free for everyone who already owns the game. For more details and gameplay reveal, tune in to Red Streams next week on twitch.tv/CD Projekt Red. So, December 14th, CD Projekt Red's got a gift for everybody if you already have the game on PlayStation 4. Data transference is data transference. We're done with PlayStation. Let's go to Xbox. We're going to wrap up with 2 stories here. And on the official news site for Xbox, news.xbox.com, they said that they have some community safe approach and transparency report. Okay. So, they have a lot of detail in this transparency report, such as what would you do if you received a suspension, getting your account set up, some investigation, and basically some other stuff. Lots of other stuff. So it's basically just a graphic where if you see an incident or if you received a suspension from an incident. And no matter what, it comes to an end with continued gameplay. So we shall see what happens there. but they also said, just in time for Christmas, or the holiday season, as you prefer. The holiday season, well, just got better according to them because they're bringing Xbox Series X, or Xbox Series S, not X, it's S, the Gilded Hunter Bundle coming November 29th. Now, the bundle with the console will be at $300 while supplies last. The bundle does have within it 9 in-game cosmetics, virtual currency, and virtual currency for Fortnite, Rocket League, and Fall Guys. It also includes Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for 24 months, with the All Access starting at just $25 per month for 24 months. That's a lot. That is a lot. So we shall see what happens. People will probably buy it. A lot of different currencies, a lot of different skins for 3 different games. Let's see. Speaking about games, we'll talk more about them tomorrow. Maybe even from the fallout of the Game Awards. We shall see. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. I got some votes to consider. So do you.